This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Fires at homeless camps in El Paso County have led to the creation of a new group to address the problem. Sean Biddle is chief of the small Stratmore Hills Fire District. He says the fires have the potential to spread fast.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
He says fire districts across the county worry the area's next major wildfire will come from one of those campfires. A woman is suing a Denver police officer over injuries she suffered when officers shot into a crowded sidewalk last summer. Denver police claim a man pointed a gun at them, prompting them to fire into the crowd. Angelica Ray says a stray bullet severed a nerve in her leg, causing permanent damage and financial losses. The suit names Officer Brandon Ramos, who is also facing criminal charges in that incident. Elsewhere in Colorado, an investigation into the death of a cadet at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Cadet First Class Cole Kitty died in an incident outside of the academy. The Park County coroner notified the school of Kitty's death Monday. Kitty would have graduated later this year. Strong winds along the Front Range raised the fire danger today. Metro Denver and Boulder, Colorado Springs, and south to Trinidad have red flag warnings through this afternoon. The Weather Service says wind speeds could hit 45 miles an hour. Front Range temperatures will be in the 50s this afternoon, then a bit warmer on Friday. In western Colorado, sunny skies today. Then it's rain for Grand Junction tomorrow. This is CPR News.